We should all know daily the truth about government. We should work for government. Mrs. Eddy tells that she worked daily for the government, and it is evident that she intended that all of us should do likewise. Our work for government, as in all other things, should be in the absolute. We should know that there is but one government, the government by mind of all its vast creation of ideas. We should recognize the divine mind or divine intelligence, the divine esse of all existence, as the only cause and creator, and that the manifestation or outcome of this divine mind, this one supreme and good consciousness, are ideas. We should know every day that these ideas are created, controlled, governed, directed, outlined, placed, and activated by this one all-knowing, all-seeing, all-wise intelligence. Intelligence, in and of itself, is creator, director, governor, and administrator of all law and order. We should know that in the realm of the real, and that is the only realm there is, and that realm is here and now, we live, move, and have our being. That in this realm, everything is idea. And idea is an expression of an all-seeing and all-knowing intelligence. That because of this, all time and place and space are done away with as objects of matter and material phenomena. And in their place, there is only idea. We must know that this truth about government is the truth about God and man in God's image and likeness. Man is in his right place, here, now, and eternally. Man is governed, controlled, directed, supplied, and protected by that mind of which he is the expression. Man can express and be conscious of naught that does not come from his principle, God. Therefore, man is the expression of God's government, God's law, God's dominion. The only community there is the community of right ideas. The only state there is the state of spiritual consciousness. And the only nation there is the nation of spiritual ideas created, governed, and controlled by the one and only intelligence. This knowing must not be a mere oral or mental repetition of phrases. This knowing must be based on the understanding that material existence is no existence, that it is a creation of illusion, that it is a state of mesmerism or self-hypnotism, that it is a dream which is the result of a mind which does not exist. And as the dream and dreamer are one, as Mrs. Eddy tells us in Science and Health, and this dream and dreamer are one in a consciousness which does not exist, then there is no state of material consciousness, and the true and spiritual becomes the only real and ever-present and tangible state of existence. In the realm of the material, the government of a nation is divided into the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. In mind, all of these combine in the one all-knowing intelligence, which intelligence finds expression in your and my experience in our right thinking. Thus, through our right thinking, do we bring out in our own individual lives and experiences the true sense of the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Mind creates all. It is the one and only legislator of its own vast array of laws and regulations. Mind executes these laws of its own creating, thus becoming the one and only executive. And by the enforcement of these laws through principle, right for right, wrong for wrong, mind thus becomes the only judiciary there is. Thus we have the executive, the legislative, and the judicial all combined in one intelligence. And this intelligence, being the only intelligence there is, can know nothing of any opposite or opposing intelligence or jurisdiction. The jurisdiction of mind governs, includes, and comprehends all existence, being, and reality. Therefore, there is no opposing intelligence, no disrupting intelligence, no conflicting intelligence in government or in the jurisdiction of mind. Thus, we can say with authority, conviction, and finality that there is no belief of dishonesty, greed, graft, trickery, intrigue, either material, personal, or mental, that can interfere with or come within the jurisdiction of the government of mind. There is but one mind, therefore there are not minds many, wills many, purposes many, differences of opinion, misunderstandings, or misdirection in government. There is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed in government. Government is here and now revealed to man, and therefore there are no hidden forces, no occult, dishonest, tricky, or greedy forces of element in government which can operate to disrupt, disorganize, or destroy. It is my opinion that the world is not yet even minutely awake to the hidden, corrupt, occult, secret, and malicious forces which are constantly directed mentally and materially against modern governments, with the direct purpose to confuse by strife, poverty, wars, hatreds, misunderstandings, and the like. There is no question in my mind but that age-old forces, mental in their nature, are constantly at work to overthrow and confuse modern society to the extent of bewilderment and despair. If this hidden and secret thought can get nations into the mental state of confusion as to the right remedy out of its difficulties, into the mental state of darkness, hopelessness, bewilderment, and hatred into which this country of ours has been plunged for some years past, it is beginning to accomplish its purpose. Disasters, calamities, and the like, from which there is an open and clear way of escape, is not the ultimate of this mental method of secret attack. Disasters from which there seems to be no escape, for which there seems to be no apparent remedy, are the tools of this deep and far-reaching occultism. You and I need not be concerned as to its source, its avenues of attack, the channels or modus operandi through which it perpetuates itself. What we are concerned with is that clear understanding of God, which sees all of these elements of evil, mentally directed, as no part of the one intelligence which governs and controls all of God's vast universe of ideas. We must learn to mentally banish all of these lies of mortal mind, malicious mental manipulation, to their realm of unreality. Then we shall not accept or fear them, and we shall, at the same time, individually free ourselves from the belief of power and influence which they claim to exert. Spirituality in thought is the greatest protection that mortal man can ever have. A spiritually minded man will be able to uncover, discern, and detect that which a materially minded man will mentally accept to his own undoing. A spiritually minded man can see so far beyond the evidence of the senses into the realm of the mental, which is behind the material, that his protection, his guidance, and his acumen far surpass that of the man who is not spiritually equipped. Thus, should the Christian Scientist be the best businessman, the best lawyer, the best laborer, the best salesman there is, spirituality in thought enables one to see beyond the material into the materially mental, and thus discern the signs of the times far better and far more deeply than the man of the street. Don't be afraid to be good. Be afraid not to be good. If you are active and clear and honest in your mental and spiritual work, you can give the other fellow cards and spades in any line of work or endeavor and run circles around him, while he becomes dazed, worried, confused, and discomforted, wondering what it is all about. Make your science an enviable thing to all about you, and not something you would like to hide during the week and only bring into the light on Sunday morning. The man who knows that 2 times 2 is 4 has a big advantage over the man who believes that 2 times 2 is 5. And the former is not afraid of his knowledge, nor does he hesitate to assert and prove it all the time. So, know the truth about your government, and know that there are no channels, avenues, minds, or conditions through which mortal mind can operate to interfere with the true government of soul and the full and complete expression of honesty, ability, and spirituality. Know that no mortal mind, operating or claiming to operate through the avenues or channels of the Roman Catholic Church or the beliefs of occultism of any name or nature, can interfere with, control, regulate, or influence the government of mind over its ideas. Know that you, as the image and likeness of God, are here and now a clear and sure transparency for truth, and that true government has now its full and complete expression through you, and that all men are God's children, and that all men are governed, controlled, and directed by the one pure, divine, and holy intelligence. The time for closing has come. I hope I have not wearied you with too much talking. Christian Science is vast. It is exhaustless. But while the understanding of being involves eternal spiritual unfoldment in individual consciousness, let us not be confused nor discouraged by its vastness and its infinity. Let us rather rejoice in the fact that at last we have found the way, that we have entered the straight and narrow path. And let us resolve to hold to that path, and not be led into the byways of materiality by the lures and wiles of a better road, an easier way. Nothing is gained in the world without struggle, sacrifice, and faithfulness. And likewise, nothing is accomplished in the struggle for spiritual bliss without work and devotion and consecration to that which we know to be the true way in Christian Science. That's the end of this address.